Well, I mean, what I'm trying to find out is, would a ditch be something that a man would make and a gully be something that rain would make?
It looked like to me a rain would make the gully.
I see. And a man would dig the ditch.
Dig the ditch.
What do you call a small stream?
Small stream.
Yeah, you have any little streams around here, any little running
waters?
There's
some around somewhere, because the stream of water run out there.
It is?
I call it small stream.
All right, yeah. What about a creek or a...
I call it a big creek.
Okay, now, ever hear of a run?
A what then?
A run, where the water... Call it a little stream of water called a run.
Running water. Call it running water.
All right. Did you ever hear of a branch?
I sure have.
Which is bigger, a creek or a branch?
I don't know.
All right. Which is bigger, a creek or a branch or a river?
River the biggest.
Okay, it's the biggest. But then a creek or a branch?
A branch. Is that right?
And well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You don't know. All right, that's fine. Don't worry about anything you don't know.
Yeah.
The women, it's really funny because the women end up knowing about things the men don't
know
about. And the men know things
about
the land, for example. A man would be tend to know a lot about
that's
that.
Right.
What are the names of some of the streams?
You want the fan on you?
Are you getting hot?
No.
I'm fine.
Well, all right.
Okay.
I thought your dress was getting warm me up or it's not.
No.
That's sun.
I'm fine. What are the names of some of the streams in the neighborhood around in this area?
See, now do I know some of them? I don't know nothing but a water stream.
No, I mean, like, do they give them a name, like Baker's Creek, or are there any around here that have names?
Let me see. Second Creek, I know, I hear talk of Second Creek. That's the only name I know, Second Creek. I am talking about Second Creek.
And then you got a great big river down here.
I know it.
What's that?
The river.
Uh-huh. What river is that great big river not far from here?
Wait now, you won't know what the name of
it.
Let me see. Hutchin River.
Well, I'm thinking one even bigger than that.
Is
flowing back Natchez.
I know it. I know why they're in that.
That
I grew across
there.
I know why you're talking about.
Oh,
that's the got the name of it.
Mississippi
River. Ooh, I tell you, I get like that.
Do they have any nicknames for that big river?
I don't know none but Mississippi River.
I thought they might call it something since it's in this area. People might.
If it is,
call
I
it
ain't who it is.
I ain't either. All right, in flat land, and you're looking across, you know, and it's real nice and level, and you see this kind of a little rise in the land. You'd say, oh, that's a little...
Little rise.
A little
hill.
All right. Have you ever heard of anything a little bigger than a hill?
I sure have.
Have you ever heard of a knob?
No.
All right. An even bigger... Even bigger than a hill is a great big high
mountain.
All right.
High mountain.
Have you ever been around in the mountains?
No, I sure have. My hill tackle the mountains.
Right.
High mountain.
There's a place in between the mountains where they usually have a road cut so that cars can go. You'd say that little place between the mountains is a
mountain sprout.
Pass or a gap or does this mean anything to you?
Pass. I know what a pass is. Just
right,
a
what's
pass.
That? What's a pass then?
A gap.
Between two mountains.
That's what I see.
That's fine. That's just fine. All right. Now, when a man, I'm looking for a pronunciation here of something. You say that if a person, he has little